Okay. So on the topic of Velech Zezuzim, in Ranakat, we had seen the different pshatim in terms of how to read the Gemara. And we're not going to go back to that. We're not going to go into that right now. Let's talk about the underlying issue, which is the most popular pshat in Rov Rishonim how to read the Gemara, is Velech Zezuzim Ranakat Ask the Moicher, because the Moicher is an Ein Echad, and he will be mechay of one guy shvu daraisa, which is not so exciting, but what most Rishonim say, he'll patter the other guy from the shvua, and then the Gemara discusses, what do you mean they both have to swear? Ask the Mocher, and only one of them will have to swear. So the question is, why, if we assume that the Mocher patters one guy from the shvua, like Shita of why did the Mocher patter one guy from the shvua? And here, if you look at the Balamor, maybe we started looking at that last time. The Balamor takes this approach. I mean, many Rishonim, most of Rishonim take this approach. This is the approach that in our Tosfos, our Tosfos says without a name, but it's for Rabbeinu Tam, as we know from Tosfos of Kedusha, and it's also found in the Sefer HaYashar. We're in the Sefer HaYashar. Tofka Vayin Aleph. In the modern Sefer Yashar. So Rabbeinu Tam and Rov Rishonim have this pshat that Eid Echad patters min Hashvua. The question is, why does Eid Echad patter min Hashvua? So the Baal HaMor starts out, says, and this is really a quote of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar. Sorry. He says, the Eishlomar Magid the Keshuah the Raish Lo Tikna Rabban and Shuas Tekanus Chan Mishnah Say No. Could I mean? And then he brings the parallel case of Shemchus, which the Milchamus doesn't like so much. But we're not going to get into, right? So the Baal HaMor at first, and this is the quote of Rabbeinu Tam from the Sefer Yashar, says, since it's the Shuas HaTakana, here we have the Shita of Eid Echad Poter. Min Hashua, the beginning of the Baal HaMor quotes the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yashar, says, look, this is a Shavuos HaTakana. It's a special Takana, Shlo Yehe Kolecha, Cholif Chotzer, Elisha Chavira, Chazal needed to deal with a certain case. Yeah, if we don't know what to do, Chazal dealt with a certain case. But if the Torah already tells us, Yeshua said Echad in this case, then Chazal don't need to make a Takana. They don't need to make a Takana when you already have the Torah giving a solution to the problem and telling us exactly what to do and what the proper balance of forces is. So Eid Echad is poter from the Shvuas HaTakana. This is the beginning of the Baal HaMor. This is Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar. Tav Kof Ayin Aleph. If you look, it seems pretty clear. This is the beginning of the Baal HaMor. And this is the Shita, of course, that we'll see. The Malchamos likes in the end. But when the Baal HaMor continues a little, he says, and first that sounds very innocent, and he brings some sumchus, and then he says, and Kharminlin is slow dinar should fayeli stories you be alma. If you have lots to do some al yasi, Shane Star Mage Time will show you be alma who I've can shaid to say the echo divri echman who should know to blow shua clow if you're not sure the raisa. And just like in slum dinar, if someone has a little bit of support from a star, they're potter from a shua. So too, here in Eid Echad is a big support, you'd be potter from shua. But of course, the case of slum dinar, it's a very complicated case to understand exactly what he's saying. We have to get into that sugya there. Dalin with days. We will. Is a shvus modem mitzvah. You say I let you five shekel. You say I owe you five shekel. I say three shekel or I say two shekel. Different theoretical things I could have said. That is a case of modem mitzvah. So what's the Baal HaMor implying? A siyua patches you for modem mitzvah. A small siyua, kavachomer. A medium siyua, like an Eid Echad. I understand he's not a Ryan Kimura, but he's a decent siyua. So the end of the Baal HaMor sounds like he's taking it a step further and saying, no, there's a general rule that Echad is poter from Shua Doraisa, and of course, this is famous to us as the Shita of the Maharam Meir Rutenberg, which is quoted approvingly by the Rush here, the most famous shittas in the sugya v'edachad potum min hashvua are the Ramban versus the Rush. Right, the Rush here has a very, very long essay where he tried to put like Ramban the eidach of potum shvua l'gamrei. A lot of people quote Rabbeinu Tam that way. In the Achronim, a lot of people quote Rabbeinu Tam that way. Pashta, so where do we know from Malchamos? Even if we didn't look up in the Sefer Yashar, he quotes the Sefer Yashar, right? And he says, the beginning of the Baal Mor is what he said in Sefer Yashar. Takana we didn't make in this case because the Torah already told us that there's an imbalance here, so Chazal didn't need to even it out. And he says, I like the Rebbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, but I don't want to take it further. So it could be a little confusing. And some of the later Achronim, they quote Rebbeinu Tam like the Rush. The truth is not so posh. Rebbeinu Tam really sounds more like Malchamos. It's the Malchamos versus the Rush here, whether Eidechad is Poter from Shua. So, who seems to have a better case with Svara al Pipshuto? Not from Rayas. Just Stam Misvara. Does it make more sense to you that Eidechad would be Poter from Shua or would not? I got one thing I'm not going to go into, which only in the much later Achronim start to be Mudayik, is if you take the Tzad of the Malchamos and others that only passes from Shua Satakana, which takanas? Like, only our Shvua or even other Drabbanans, maybe they weren't attacking Makamei Echad? All right, that is the Rishonim are not clear about. You know, like, if you hold only Shvua Satakana, does that mean only our Shvua Satakana or only many Shvua Drabbanan? But we're not going to get into that now. Clearly, the Machlokas is, does a Echad pater Shvua Doraisa because fundamentally an Echad deserves a pater from Shvua, Rosh Maharan, or Balamor in the end? Or, no, sometimes we grab Banan, they were Gozer, they weren't Gozer from Makam Eid Echad, because they didn't bother to be Gozer. But clearly, on a fundamental Daraisa level, an Eid Echad shouldn't pat you from a Shvua. What would you just think if there was no sugi about this at all? All you knew was, you know, basic, all you knew was what it said in the Gemara. You didn't know any Rishonim. Would you think Eid Echad would pat you from a Shvua or not? There's no right or wrong answer. You think it would because Eid Echad is? Mechayev Shvua, right? Not because of a deed from our sugi or anything. Right, simple shot, which is, I mean, the Rush says this a little more pointedly. You think of an Eid Echad as B'chayim Shvua, an Eid Echad Pater for Shvua, you know, an Eid Echad equals Shvua. That's a reasonable thing you might have thought. Okay, whether it's true or not, we'll come back to in a second. That's the Shita of the Rush. So what I want to start with is, let's take the Rush's Shita and try to make sure we can defend that Shita and understand it properly. Right, the Rush is a reasonable Shita. It fits very well into our Sugya. He brings a few rayas, which we'll get to, but the Malchamos attacks him, right? What are the, on the Rush, obviously I'm a little anachronistic, the Ramban is not asking questions on the Rush, the Ramban is asking questions on the Baal HaMor, but lo mashaneh. What are the Ramban's kashas on the Rush? Right, I mean, the Rush actually quotes the Ramban's two questions, by his name, two other questions, the Mordechai had the fifth question, and the Achronim come up with another 600 questions. But one of the main questions, one of the main attacks of the Malchamos on the Rush? What are the two questions? This is not a trick question, I'm just asking you to tell me what it says in the Malchamos in black and white, or at least black and white Malchamos, and repeat in the Rush. What are his two questions? It doesn't bother me. That's not a question. That's a restatement of the ground rules. If we found anywhere in Shas, then Shkayach. All right, you know, there's a lot of things we don't find in Shas. For example, we don't find in Shas that we don't say Migul HaHotzi. That didn't seem to bother the Baal Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and Achronim. There's a lot of rules that we don't find in Shas. So, exactly. His two kashas in the Malchamos, actually, we could read them from the Malchamos. Where was I? Ooh, I have fancy Malchamos here. What does the Malchamos say? Easier without the fancy Malchamos. He says, V'ilu Isa l'ha melsa. Right? So first of all, he says, Nira bin Dvar with the Baal HaMor. I know it wasn't explicit, but it's in there, right? Pashup Shad. Efil Shvua do Raisa! Poter Eid Echad. Zed Arish E. Efshar. To lo Ashkan Eid Echad. Kam El Chai Shvua lo Lifter. We never found an Echad Pater Shvua, just Machai Shvua. Okay, that is true, but that's not a Kasha. Says Ve'ilu Isla Milsa Shomer Shemash LaShomer Amay Chayev. What about Shomer Shemash? He brings two sugyas of Shomer Shemash LaShomer, Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Lamed Hey. What do we see This is the Melchamos' questions on the Rush. Daf Lamed Vavam Beis. We see Shomer Shemusel Shomer Chayim. And one of the reasons is because, what does the guy say? And remember the lashon of the Gemara? At Mehemnis Ligashua. Heyach Lomen Ligashua. What do I say? Shomer Shemusel Shomer. I give my cow to Gidon to watch. And he gives it to Denny. So what do I say? Now, and the case is, obviously, I mean, at this point in the Shaka Tari, it said, Gidon wasn't there. He gave it to someone else to watch, right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have given, if he was there, he wouldn't be giving it to someone else. He would be there. You're allowed to be there and invite your friend over. That's still you being Shomer. So he gave it to Denny. He doesn't know what happened. So what happened? I say to Gidon, where's my cow? He says, well, I don't know what happened to it, but Danny's willing to swear that it was Nenas. So what do I say? I said, what do you mean? Who's he? He's not a trustworthy person. I wouldn't give my money to him. I don't have to accept his shvua. I want your shvua. Oh, you can't swear? Pay. So you can't swear. So why does Gidon have to pay? Gidon has to pay because he can't swear. That's the rule called Mitoshi in the Ochel Shav Mishali, which will be my ayin in a little today. And we'll get to more in Daf Hey, which is the classic Tosos that all the modern day Lamdanim are told on. By the Raya, the shepherd there. But he says, he can't swear because he doesn't know personally, right? He can't swear just because someone else said. He doesn't personally know. And like the Balamor and the Shulta said, he says, hold on a second. I gave you the cow. What do you mean you're chayiv shvua? You have an eid echad that it was nenas. You should be potter from the shvuah. Right? Shomer shemashal l'shomer. The eid echad should potter you from shvuah. So that's his first question. Why does shomer rishon pay the shomer sheni equals eid echad should poter min hashvuah? So that's a raya mukrachas that an eid echad is not potter min shvuah, because here you have an eid echad on your side, right? How do I know you have an eid echad on your side? Because I say I don't believe in shvuah, meaning he did take a shvuah and he was made what happened. Then he was made that it was nenas. So if you have an eid echad that was nenas, why aren't you potter min shvuah? And question two, which is pretty much the same question, right, is just lamed heyam and beis. Lamed heyam and beis. What does it say there? It says the same thing. That's the famous Achlos B'Yosachom Achetz Halos Schor B'Shachavero. Maybe we'll get a chance to iron in that at some point. I got something. But what's the case there? I rent my cow to Gidon, and he lends it to Danny, and it's Nenas. So what happens? It says that Gidon swears that it was Nenas, and he's potter. Apparently, this is a case where Gidon does know that it was Nenas, right? He swears it was Nenas, meaning he didn't hand it over to someone else and abdicate responsibility. He lent it to someone else and watched, right? He was a good, responsible fellow, right? So he just let someone else use it. That's fine. So he swears that it was Nenas and he's potter. And then the question is, can he make money by collecting from Danny? Because the shul is not a chayv on sin, or can you not make money with someone else's para? Very, very fascinating lumbus. But not for now. So the kasha is, why does Gidon have to swear? There is an eid echad that it was Nenas. So it's basically the same question. Why does the Shomer Rishon have to swear? Shomer Sheni is an eid echad. Should be poter. So basically it's a parallel question from two different sugyas. Those are the two casters of the Melchamos against the Rush. We have two sugyas where clearly there's a Shomer Sheni fellow who saw what happened, and he's made it, and nonetheless, Shomer Rishon either has to pay because he can't swear or has to actually swear.
What kind of aid is he?
Uh-huh. So he's no Geya B'Dover. Not so Pasha, meaning in this case, he's definitely not. Is he no Geya B'Dover? He has to pay. He's a Shol, he's Chayv Enonsin. Right, so it's hard to say he's no gabba, though. He's taka.
In the first case, for sure, though.
In the first case, So that's an interesting question. Is he no gay of a number or not? The Achronim, the Rishonim don't deal with that. The Achronim do. The Achronim do. I saw, I forget, one of the Achronim ones that are tiny that must be because he's not no gay of a number. How do we know he's not a gay of a number? Maybe he could have made an Okimta that he was a no gay of a number. So that's a good point. You could say that, and we'll come back to that. Now, let's just ask how the Rush defends himself against these two cases. And of course, we'll keep in mind Morty Tahara. How did the Rush defend himself against these two kashas? Right, here's where it gets very interesting. So he says, Midim Rabbeinu Tam, here already, the Rush is one of the first people who takes Rabbeinu Tam further than Sefer Yasha, right? It's not just the Achronim, I apologize. He said, Midim Rabbeinu Tam, Yishlomo De'irach HaPotim Nashua. Baby, my Ram, my Wurttemberg, Raya, etc. Okay, let's skip the Rayas for now. The Yesh Makshin. Who are the Yesh Makshin?
The
Ramban. Mehad Tanya, Lakam Perkamath, get a sofer, Yesh Lacher, Mesa Gedaki, Shava, Sofer, Shemes Gedaki, Shom Shalm Soche, Ramay, Shava, Sofer, Lo Shol, Mayed, Shemesa Gedaki, Potter, Sofer, Mishu, the Nirali, the Lokashmi, you know, Sisan Dina, Kamash, Soche, Nifter, Bish, Wasm, and a Mask, Shom Shalm, Lola, Fukin, Rab Yossi. Etc. Vim Yesh. So Chayyim left us with Yom Raya VeYifto. Rahachilo Ayri Mas Nisan. Lo Matzil Misnei. So Chayyim Parut Nashua VeYidu Shal Shom Shom Lo Psigalei Flam VeYidu Shol Yodea Heyach Mesa. So what is the Rush's answer here? The Rush answers. The Rush says, look, the main point of this Mishnah is not how the Shomer Rishon gets out of his Sif. That's not the main point of this Mishnah. I mean, the Shomer Rishon is willing to swear. So he says, look, it's not the main point. He says, Eina Chanami, if Shomer Sheni is Meyed, then Shomer Rishon doesn't swear. He says, because the point here isn't the Chiv of the Shomer Rishon. That's not the point. The point of the Machlokes, who does the Shomer Sheni pay to? So Eina Chanami, if the Shomer Sheni is Meyed, then the Shomer Rishon doesn't swear. And if the Shomer Sheni is not Meyed, then the Shomer Rishon does swear. And that's fine. Like, don't be medayik from this. Okay, but how about the next case? Daf Lamed Vav. Right, there clearly the whole point is that the Shomer Rishon is chayiv because he has this thief shua that he's stuck with. The Yesh Makshin Hevel Mechad Darmer Lekam and Shomer Shmosel Shomer Chayiv Darmer Le'at Mehem Le'Yeshua Heich Lo Mehem Le'Yeshua V'amai Chayiv V'Tirene Shomer Shein V'Yidus V'Yishua Asa Shub Chayiv V'lo Kasha Midi D'Chiv the Rishon Shol Shein Yochali Shavahu V'hu Ein Rots Elaham L'Yeshua Asa Sheini. Okay, so how do you answer this? This gets much more interesting. So one answer is, Morty. Morty says you make an okimta. Obviously, it's always a little dachuk to make an okimta. But you make an okimta, he says, let's assume the shomer, Shani, is Pasol Eidos. Why is the Shomer Sheni Pasol Eidos? Because he's no gay of a dover. Why is he no gay of a dover? Because if he... Why is he no gay of a dover? Because if he potters the Shomer Rishon, either way, he's potter, right? Meaning, why is he no gay of a dover? If he potters the Shomer Rishon, then he still has to pay. And if the Shomer Rishon is high, he still has to pay. Why is he no gay of a dover? Well, it depends, I guess. Ah, because he's swearing. Oh, sorry, he's swearing. He's swearing that he doesn't have to pay, right? He's swearing that it was nenas. So since he's swearing that it was nenas, sorry, right. If he would admit that it was pshia, then he would have to pay. If he's swearing that it was nenas, then he... if he's swearing that it was nenas, then he doesn't have to pay. So therefore, oops, he's no gay of a dover. Right? Taco, why didn't the Rush give that answer? Okay, the Popol Charif asked this question. It's a Popol Charif. Aha. Then he says an interesting one. This gets into a lot of lumbus. He said, let him first swear to be potter from the first guy, and then let him be mayot. Once he already swore, so he's not going to be a davar. Right? So, so again, you could answer that he's a nogeya b'davar. Why? Because he was say it was nana, so he doesn't have to pay. But that's not so pasha, because once he swore to Shomer Rishon that it was nanas, now he doesn't have to pay. Now if he's made it on behalf of Shomer Rishon that it was nanas, then that's he's not a nogeya b'davar anymore. But it still seems like a nogeya b'davar. All right, that's really a better answer than the question. All right, that's one answer. Yes. Then of course he's going to give a davar. What's he's going to not back up what he himself swore to? You're right. Of course he's going to give a davar. Yeah. It's a good answer. Truth is, now the rush is sitting pretty. All right. What is the rush answer? The rush. What's the rush's answer? The rush gives a much more complicated answer. What does the rush say? The Rush says, why is an Eid Echad? He says, Eid Echad poter mishvua. But, what does he say? Eid Echad poter mishvua. Ah, well, Eino poter mimamom. The Kan, Chai of Mamon, midin. Yeah. So the Rush says no. And the Echad pats for Shua. The Echad doesn't pats for Mammon. In this case, he's not just Chayv Shua. He's Chayv Mammon. Right? What happens? He was supposed to swear that it was Nenas, but he wasn't there because he was Moser to Shomer Sheni, so he couldn't swear. So therefore, he says I can't swear. If he can't swear, he has to pay. Once he's Chayv Mammon, and Echad can't pats for Chayv Mammon. Do you like this answer, the Rush? So this is a big, big machlokas between the Ktsos and the Shach in Simon Peizayin. This answer is actually very, very difficult. What did the Ktsos ask on this Ktsos Peizayin test? But the Shach there quoted the Shach in Pei Zayin, Sivkot Tes Zayin, quoted the Rush. Pei Zayin, Tes Zayin. He says, look, Eid Echad paters from Chiyuv Shvua, but if you have a Chiyuv Mamon, because we told you, Yachol Lashav Hashanam, since you couldn't swear you pay, then Echad's not Chayiv. And Echad doesn't pat you. The Ktsos has a problem with this. The Ktsos says, it doesn't make any sense. Why is the guy Chayiv Mamon here? Why is the guy Chayiv Mamon? Because he's Chayiv Ashur, right? He's Chayiv Mamon because he's Chayiv Ashur, and he can't swear. He's Chayiv Mamon because he can't fulfill his Chayiv Shur. So he's not really Chayiv Mamon. He's only Chayiv Mamon as an outgrowth of the Chayiv Shur. If the Eid Echad would eliminate the Chayiv Shur, then he wouldn't be Chayiv Mamon anymore. This Eid Echad, his Mamon is just a side point, a side effect. He's supposed to swear. Since he can't swear, the penalty is that he has to pay. Anyone who doesn't swear, who can't swear, has to pay. But, since anyone who can't swear has to pay. But, really, he doesn't have to pay. He has to pay or swear. He's not chayiv to pay. You know, what if he would say, I do know the answer. I was there. I did see there was Nana. So I was watching with binoculars from my roof. Then he wouldn't have to pay. The payment here is only part of the chiyuv shvua. So says, the chiyuv mamon here is just part of the Chiyuv Shvua. And the Eid Echad is poter the Chiyuv Shvua. There is no independent Chiyuv Mamon here. So the Ktsos rejects this answer of the Rush. He actually says the Rush didn't mean it. Although it seems really good the Rush did. The Ktsos rejects this answer of the Rush. So it says it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean an Eid Echad can't pater from Mamon? you're not chayiv mamon here. You only end up paying mamon because it's part of your chiyuv shvuah. Veidachin can pat your chiyuv shvuah. How would you defend the Rush against the Ktos? The Ktos himself says, I don't have to defend the Rush. The Shach is wrong, and the Rush didn't mean it. But yeah, let's assume Pashas, the Rush didn't mean it, and the Shach meant it. How would you defend the Rush? The Ktos seems to have a good point. What do you mean an Each, I can't be pulter for Mammon? I'm not Chayiv Mammon here, I'm Chayiv Shvuah. Part of a Chayiv Shvuah is that if I don't swear, then I have to pay. That's the din. Shvuah Doraisa, if he's not Nishba, Nechtina Menechse. That's the din of Shvuah Doraisa. If I say I'm Modim Miktas or something, and I say, no, I'm not going to swear, then they take the money away from me. That's part of the Chiyuv Shvuah, that if you don't swear, you lose the case. But that's just part of the Chiyuv Shvuah. There's no Chiyuv Mammon here.
The Chiyuv is the Mammon. The Shvuah comes to part of the Mammon.
Aha, but you just Mimonavshacht yourself. Right, what he's saying is, no, he really is Chiyuv Mammon. Because he really is Chiyuv Mammon. That's the nature of Chiyuv Shvuah, that you Chiyuv Mammon and swearing gets you out of it. But now you Mimonavshacht yourself into a blind alley. Since an eight echad can be mechayiv shvuah, that means he can be mechayiv mamon with an option out. So he should be able to pater mamon with an option of how to get out of it. I mean, manavshach, whatever you're going to say a chiyuv shvuah means, an eight echad is mechayiv, so an eight echad should be able to pater. So that tactic's not going to work for you. Right? If a shvuah is just a chiyuv shvuah, then here you just have a chiyuv shvuah, an eight echad should pater. If every chiyuv shvuah is a chiyuv mamon, it's a very important fact here you're bringing up.
No.
If every chiyuv shvuah is a chiyuv mamon with a way out, then an eight echad should be able to be pater a chiyuv mamon with a way out.
No, I didn't say that. What I said is that a shomer, if he can't, has a problem, he has to give the money. Finished. Okay, now, you can bring a shvuah, you can get out of bringing the money, but the money is your main responsibility, that you have ways of getting out of the money. But it's not the shvuah is...
Aha, okay, hold that thought. Are you saying a shomer as opposed to other people chayiv shvuah?
I would think, for a shomer, you have to give back what you want.
Okay. So hold that thought, okay? Hold that thought for a minute. What the modern day achronim say on this is the modern day achronim say, to answer the Ktosis Kasha, is that there seems to be, and this is the famous lumdus which most people understand, not Mokr, but it's nice, is two days in Tosus, the second last Tosus in Daf Hei Bet Aleph, which we're going to get to when we get to it. But the Achronim answer for the Ktos that there might be a machlokas here as to the nature of the din of mitoch sheinu yochel lishav mishalim. So what can you say? There's a chakira about mitoch sheinu yochel lishav mishalim. The Ktos understands that that's just part of a chiyuv shvuah. He says, what do you mean? Mitoch sheinu is not a chiyuv mamon. Part of a chiyuv shvuah is that a chiyuv shvuah has teeth. Either you swear or you pay. That's the nature of a chiyuv shvuah. And the Ktos says, therefore, I don't understand what the Rush is talking about. Right? This guy is just chayiv a shvuah. Right? He's not chayiv mamon. He's chayiv a shvuah. Part of chiyuv shvuah is that if you don't swear, you pay. The shach and the Rush. Right, if we assume the Rush really meant what he seemed to say, which is that Derishim Shal Shani Yochel Shava, who Yuba Derishim Shani Yochel Shava, must hold a different shot. What's Mitoch Shani Yochel Shava Mashali? It's not part of the Chiyuv Shvuah. No. It's a new Chiyuv, a new Chiyuv Mamon, which is caused by. Now here, we might have to get into the Hakir, which is also keeping around these two. It's a new Chiyuv Mamon. There's a Gzeres HaKasa. There is a Gzeres HaKasa. Mitoch Sheinu Yochel Lishav Mishalim. Shuas Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneihem V'lo Bein Hayorshim. The Gemara in the seventh paragraph of Shuas Darshim to the Makar of Rabbi Abba of Mitoch Sheinu Yochel Lishav Mishalim. There's a new Chiyuv, a Gzeres HaKasa, that whoever is so suspicious, is so low beseder, that he puts himself in a situation where he should be swearing, and then manages to come up with excuses and weasels out of the chiyuv shvuah, is obviously in such a weak position and is acting so suspiciously that he's chiyuv mamon. So you'd say this is a new chiyuv mamon caused by the raglayim ledover. weaseling out of a shua. And therefore, it really is a chiyuv mamon. This wasn't built into the chiyuv shua. This really is a chiyuv mamon. Anyone who should swear and then starts using pyrotechnics to explain why he can't really swear, so not only didn't he bring any proof, then he tried to get out of swearing, it so weakens his taina that we are convinced that he's in the wrong, and the Torah's make a chiyuv mamon upon him, according to this lamdas. And therefore, maybe they're arguing about this fundamental hakira. Is it part of the chiyuv shvur, or is it a new chiyuv mamon al pi gzeiras hakasa based on the new evidence? What new evidence? The new evidence that you're weaseling out of a shvur. In which case, the Rush and the Shach are saying that, no, you can't bring any rise from daf lamed vav. In daf lamed vav, this wasn't a case where it was chiyuv shvur. This was a case where his anticipated response to the chiyuv shvur, or his anticipating response to the chiyuv shvur, was such that it made him chayiv mamon. Echad's not potter from mamon. Well, the Ketzos says, no, mitokshin yachol shal mishal is just part of the chiyuv shvur. Part of every chiyuv shvur is that it has sanctions, and if you don't swear, you end up paying, and therefore an echad can get you out of it. Of course, what might you think of the nafkamina, certainly the way I put it on the board, between the shach and the Ketzos, between whether it's just part of the chiyuv shvur that if you don't swear, you pay, or whether, no, it's a new chiyuv mamon. It's not part of the chiyuv shvur. There's a new chiyuv mamon that when we catch you, and you know, when we catch you acting in a way that a dishonest person would respond to a chiyuv shvur, we assume that you're in the wrong.
If we think he's speaking honestly.
Right, what if he has a valid, honest reason for not being able to, swear? Right, not like this case where my reason for not being able to swear is that I was supposed to be in charge of something and instead I gave it over to someone else and wasn't looking. Okay, that's an invalid reason. The reason is because I already did something wrong and, you know, tried to remove myself from the responsibility accepted upon me. What if for an honest reason he couldn't swear? And that seems to be 2 days in Tosafot Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What if, for example, the reason he can't swear is because Beis Din doesn't let him swear. They don't consider him kosher l'shua. But he didn't do anything wrong. Or what if the reason he couldn't swear, although this, there is a clear answer, the question whether it's gzeiras hakasa or yisvara, because let's say he had no way of knowing it was his father's affairs that he inherited. There for sure is pater. So according to the Ketzos, it's part of the chiyuv shvur. It may be that whether honestly or dishonestly, whoever's fault it is, if he can't swear, he pays. It's part of the chiyuv shvur. That's what he says. Mitoch is not a new din. It's not a new chiyuv. It's part of chiyuv shvur. And if Eidechad is potter from shvur, he's potter from shvur. The Shas says, no, this is a new din, and maybe it will only apply, as Josh points out, when we invalidate the reason why he refuses to swear. If you have an invalid reason for refusing to swear, then we put a new chiyuv on you. I'll be zeros a kasev. The new chiyuv is called Mitoch Sheinu Yochel Shava. Mishalim, it's more like a Mitoch Sheinu Rotza Lishava. Or b'chashad mishalim. So that could be enough. And again, I said we'll get back to this on Daf Hei. That seems to be 2 days in Tosfos. But there's a very, very crucial chakira in mitoshen yochel shav mishalim. The Ketzos says there is no new rule of mitoshen yochel shav mishalim. It's just part of chiyuv shvur. And if it's just part of chiyuv shvur, then the rush doesn't make sense. And then Eichad is potter chiyuv shvur, all the parts of the chiyuv shvur. While the Shach and the Rush say no. Tov Sheni Yochel Shav is a new chiyuv that's chal in this circumstance. I'll be gzeiras hakasuv. Ah, it's a big chiddush to us. Gzeiras hakasuv v'chayiv mamon without proof. Yes, in some cases it's gzeiras hakasuv v'chayiv mamon without proof. We give the guy one chance, then we give him another chance, and he's not cooperating. We're mechayiv mamon even without proof, just with suspicion and with disapproval of his tactics. And if it's a new chiyuv mamon, then the Rush makes a lot of sense. This is a new chiyuv mamon al pi gzeiras hakasuv. This has nothing to do with Eidechad patering from shua. This is a question of Eidechad patering from mamon. Eidechad can't pater from mamon. As you might imagine, and this is also something we'll be coming back to because we're, you know, ready to very soon to hit shua land. This is also ties into a chakir about the nature of chiyuv shua. The Ketzos says the tashlum is built into chiyuv shua. According to the Shach, the tashlum might not be built into a chiyuv shua. Tashlum is like a separate chiyuv that you need a different pasuk for. And that we will come back to. That's just my way of whetting your appetite. So, here we have two ways of defending the Rush from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. Either say that guy's going to get a Ve'edus, which is a tame little Rishonim didn't, or say that's different, that's a Chiyuv Mamon, which gets into Hakira. Is Mitoch a Chiyuv Mamon, or is Mitoch just one of the Se'ifim of a Chiyuv Shvua? The Ketzos himself, he wants to claim this the name of the Rush. But it's a little hard, but it doesn't matter. The Ketzos is big enough that he can say it on his own. The Ketzos gives a different answer. He actually gives a very clever answer. He says that we all misread the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. He says, you all misread the Gemara in Lamed Vav. You all thought that it's something to do with Shvua. Because the guy says, I would trust your Shvua, but I don't trust his Shvua. No, it really is nothing to do with Shvua. The reason why the first Shomer is Chayav, right? Because, again, I gave my cow to Gidon. He abdicated responsibility, gave it to Danny. And now he has to pay because he can't swear. It has nothing to do with swearing or not swearing. That's just the expression the Gemara used. He can't swear and your Shvua doesn't help. It has nothing to do with swearing. It really just has to do with what is, it really just has to do with, okay, this is an assumption of the Ketzos. I mean, he's made other assumptions here, which Yesh HaMal Adon, but the Ketzos says someplace here. Yeah. Mishum Dahavaleh, he says, this is a... This is a concept called Ein Yodeya Im Praticha. Now, we're not going to get into the issue part of Shema here. Ella, the Ketzos Mechadesh, that there's a concept called Ein Yodeya Im Praticha. What does that mean? If I say, I don't know if I borrowed money from you or not, then I don't have to give you money. I don't have to pay you. But if I say, I admit that I borrowed money, but I'm not sure if I paid you back or not, in your damn particular, the Gemara said in the last part of the Bava Kamma, that I have to pay. Again, it might only be when you time me with the time is borrowed, which the question is whether you stick that in here. But, says the Ketzos, that the reason I love the Chiyuv Shvua. That's just a red herring. That's just an expression. The reason is because I know that I was chayiv to return your cow. I don't know whether or not I adequately watched it or whether or not I sold the pay. I know that I was chayiv to you. I have to give you back the cow. I don't know whether it was an ones and therefore a yotze or whether it was pshia and therefore I'm still chayiv to give you back the cow. So since I say I know I owed you money, but I'm not sure if I paid you back or not, therefore, I'm chayiv. That's the Ketzos Chiddush in Pei Zayin Sifkat and Tess. Right? Pei Zayin Sifkat and Tess. He says the chiv is nothing to do with Shvua whatsoever. That's all a red herring. The chiv is to the Eniyot because I know I owed you the cow and I'm not sure if I paid you back adequately or not. Now, this is a very, very big Chiddush. There's many assumptions that go into this in Shomrim, which we're not ready to go into yet. Number one, he's assuming that all Shomrim are chayiv and then have to pay back, instead of assuming they're not chayiv at all until Shia happens. Number two, he's assuming that even though here the Tovea wasn't the Bari, you can still say any of the Praticha. All right, we're going to leave that for now. Now, of course, the most interesting possibility here to answer these questions, and this would also answer the next question, the Rush brings also, is, and this is the discussion, I actually found the discussion there. I forgot about this discussion until recently, so I didn't put it on the Korah sheet. In the Truah Sadeshin, the beginning of Sefer Shin Lamed Dalet, is... Do all Shvuos d'oraisa have to be the same for this machlokas? Right? There's this machlokas. Right? Is a dechad potur min ha-shvuah? Is he not potur min ha-shvuah? Does there have to be one answer? A shvuah d'oraisa. Is a dechad potur min ha-shvuah d'oraisa? Is he not? Right? That's interesting. Shvuah d'rabbanan is just were they been talking and weren't they? It's a little less fundamental. Do all Shvuos d'oraisa have to be the same? What does these two questions have in common? Which shvuah d'oraisa? Anyone know how many shvuahs d'oraisa there are? The way we pass them in the Parshas Kasukan? What? Three. What are they? Eight echad, right? If I say you owe me $100 and I have an eight echad who says I'm right, you have to swear. Motive mixes, of course, right? If I say you owe me 100, you admit 50, you have to swear. And shvuas hashomer, if I give you my cow to watch, right? That's what it says in the Chumash. The pshat of the Chumash, I give you my cow to watch and you say it was an enas, then you have to, you don't bring back a cow, you have to swear what happened to it. Okay, what these all the questions on the rush. What kind of shvur are they from? Shvuas HaShomer. Right? So it's interesting. Perhaps you could say that, maybe you could say, and this is the Trumas HaDeshen quotes here. He says, the rush obviously doesn't think there's a difference between different shvuas and raisas. That's what he says. You look at the rush and the Mordechai here. The Mordechai is basically the same as the rush. You don't see this. But a Gilyon, in the Perakam Bava Kamer, you know, in our Shidun Gess is full of Gilyons. So in Bava Kamer, Shidun Gess doesn't quote as many Gilyons. So this Gilyon, I think, only survived the Trumas HaDeshen found in the margin somewhere. Of his Tosfos, l'chad shinuya, isa de klal shobinu tam lo koi yashvus hashomrim. Right? Says the Gilyon, quoted in the Trumas HaDeshen, Shin Lamedalid, that a echad poter from shvua, but not from Shvuas HaShomrim. That's what Mordechai was already hinting at a little before. Maybe an echad poter from a shvua. Shvuas Eid Echad, Shvuas Modim Mitzah, Shvuas Rabbanan, but not from Shvuas HaShomrim. Shvuas HaShomrim is a separate Indian. Let's say Eid Echad is poter from other Shvuas, but not from Shvuas HaShomrim, and therefore, yeah, from other Shvuas, Eid Echad is poter. But Shvuas HaShomrim and Eid Echad is Shvuas HaShomrim and Eid Echad would not pot you from. And that's why these sugyas are dealing with Shomrim and Eid Echad would not pot you from Shvuas HaShomrim. Also, the third question he asked himself, not he asked, Rabbi Yonah asked, that it says that Mafkidei Tzohavir Be'edim, Mafkidei Tzohavir Be'shtar, you have to be Maxer at Be'edim, right? If I have proof that I was Mafkid something, you have to return it with Edim, because if you don't have Edim, then you should have to swear. So he says, why do you need Edim? Why not just Eid Echad? So the answer might be, because they're sort of Shvuas HaShomrim, and Shvuas HaShomrim, and Eid Echad does not pot you from. Why might there be such a difference? Is there a difference in Shvuas HaShomrim and the other Shvuas? Here it's a little tricky, because I don't know how much I'm going to stick to the Lashon of the Gilyon there. Is there a svar for this? Why should Shvuas HaShomrim be different?
Is it because in the Chal in Shvuas HaShomrim what you mix us? Or is it would be clear that Shvuas HaShomrim not be? Or is it more than we have?
No. I mean, it's hard to tell. Like, he only has like a couple of words. But it's clear that, at least the way Shvuas HaShomrim understands it, and the Lashon is, Klal HaShomrim Bein Tam, again, whether it's a Klal HaShomrim Bein Tam is somewhat controversial, right? The Klal HaShomrim Bein Tam, the later Maharam the Rush means the Klal HaShomrim Bein Tam, it could be. Maybe they had a Masorah that just like the Balamor added. Bein Tam added, right? Should put him in. Bein Tam, according to the Rush. The Klal HaShomrim doesn't apply to Shvuas HaShomrim. Why would Shvuas HaShomrim be different? So I think this could be a very, very fundamental point. Why would Shvuas HaShomrim be different?
And I said before, he admits he had it, he has it, he owes it back, he has to bring it back.
So that's the Shvuas HaShomrim difference. Shvuas HaShomrim is more chomer because you have more evidence against you. Every other Shvuah, maybe not. Here, you know that you had my thing.
How's that any different than a mode of a mitzvah?
So that's a little trickier because that might be more different than a mode of a mitzvah of the halva'ah. I mean, I say I lent you 100, you admit you lent me 50. But it's certainly not different than motivates us up your own. I say, you owe me 100 and didn't pay me back. You said you paid me 50, right? Ba'achaltu pras, right? Classic motivates us, right? So they're also like, you know you owed me 100, unless you say maybe that's different, you know, you owed me, but you weren't holding on to my account. I don't know, I think that's a bit of, if you take that literally, a bit of a difficult way. I would take a slightly different way. And that's based on a line in the Gemara. On Daf Lamed Hayim Beis. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hayim Beis says, it's hard to tell what this line means. If you look at the Gemara, right after Mishnah, Amar Leih Rav Yehuda bar Abaye, Michti Socher, Ma'ikani Laifar, B'Shvua. How does the Socher get the right to like not return the cow? With the Shvua. Namely, Maskul Shvua, Socher, Dalam, Dach Shvua, Socher, Shein, Adin, Mahadi, Shol. Just say, don't swear and don't get the cow. Amar Leih, here's the middle of Lamed Hayim Beis, Mi Socher, Socher, B'Shvua, Hudigankani Leih. You think the socher is kona, the right to not pay for the cow with the shvua? Mishas Nisu Dekani. No, as soon as the cow dies, Ba'unas, he's now, right, has no further obligation. Ushvuk de lahafis daito shabal abayis. What is the Gemara saying? Daflam and Heim and Beis. Ushvua kidei lehafis daito shel balabais. Why does a shomer swear? A shomer swears to make the balabais feel better. Now, you could take this line in one of two ways. You could say, what's the Gemara saying? The shvuas just make the balabais feel better, and so too all shvuas are to make the other guy feel better. What's the point of shvuas? The point of shvuas is to make the other guy feel better. So then maybe there's nothing special going on here, right? It doesn't say, it's not contrasting different kinds of shvuas. You could take this Gemara as, all shvuas are to make the other guy feel better. We might have thought shvuas were something else. No, shvuas are to make the other guy feel better. Or it could be said, no. The shvuas ha-shomer is l'hafiz daito shel bal bayis. The shvuas ha-shomer is to make the other guy feel better. Mm-hmm. What are other shvuas for? What? All right. All other shvuas are to prove my case. After all, I have evidence against me. You bring something. So I have to bring something to counter you. You bring an eidechet, I bring a shvuah. You bring a hodav mitzvah, I bring a shvuah. Right? It could be, again, I'm not promising you this in Furish Gemara. So if Furish Gemara, then all the Rishonim would make something explicit of this. No, the Gemara just has a line, l'hafiz daito shel bayis, and we're not sure what that means. Is that just a general description of shvuahs or specific? But if you say it's a specific observation, then this could be a tremendous lundus. After all, what's the difference between shvuas ha-shomer and all other shvuas? In all other shvuas, you have something on me, right? Not only that, you have something on me. In shvuas ha-shomer, do you have any particular evidence that I was poshea? Right, you give me a cow, cow's gone, right? I say it was stolen by bandits, you say maybe you're a nanas and just let it fall off the cliff, or maybe you sold it. Is there any evidence one way or the other in shvuas ha-shomer? Right? Is there any particular reason to think anyone's right and anyone's wrong? No! Right? There's no evidence at all. Not only that, in shvuas ha-shomer, the toveya is not even... What does the toveya not even have in shvuas ha-shomer? I give you my cow to watch. I say, where's the cow? You say, the cow was ne'enas. I don't even have a tiny bari, right? I don't even know if it was ne'enas or not. Right, in shvuas ha-shomer, I have very little on my side. I have not one reason to think you're lying. Not one reason to... And I don't even claim that you're lying. Right? I have very little evidence on my side. Eidechad, I have a lot of evidence on my side. Bodo b'mitzas. I have more evidence on my side. At least I have a taina against you. And my taina has evidence for it. That's what, if you look, for example, at... Back to our perek, Tosos and Abdal and Aleph through Maskal Hatzad says, Hatzad Hashoven Eirechon or Mitzvah Sheish Ben Taina Chashuva Dikshemod and Mitzvah So Eid Machisho Nir Dimashakir Lachain Yeshua. Says Tosos, the Tzad Hashoven Eirechon and Mod and Mitzvah is a Taina Chashuva Nir Kimashakir. Or as the other Rishonim expressed the same idea, we're blind with Dover. I have some evidence behind me. Shvuas HaShomer, I have no evidence behind me. So then the question becomes, I don't seem to have any evidence behind me, so you could say, no, Shvuas HaShomer really, you know, there is evidence behind me, the evidence is chazaka that I deserve a cow back, maybe. But you could also say, what does Shvuas HaShomer have that the other ones don't? On the one hand, Eidech HaMod makes us, I have evidence, I have a good time against you, I have a strong claim, you have a weak claim. Now I understand why you swear. Shvuas HaShomer, you have a strong claim, I have a weak claim, right? You claim, I was there, I saw the cow carried away by bandits, and I said, I don't know what might or might not have happened, and I have no reason to think one way or the other. Sounds like I have a weak claim, you have a strong claim. So what do I have on you in Shvuas HaShomer? I don't know, you don't seem to have a terribly strong claim. What do I have? So there are many ways to answer this, which we'll get to. The Rishonim already deal with in Daf Gimel.
I accept it upon myself as possibility.
Exactly. I have a relationship where you accepted a responsibility on yourself. Meaning perhaps there's a fundamental difference. Shvuas Eirechon Amod Mitzvah is coming from the evidence. I have a stronger taina than you. I know I don't have proof. I have a stronger taina than you. There's an imbalance of evidence. Shavuos HaShomer was not coming for the Adrabah. I, the Tovea, have the imbalance of evidence against me. I have nothing, and you have a reasonable claim, and you yourself are made that you're telling the truth. But I have a personal responsibility. You agreed to be a Shomer for me. Agreeing to be a Shomer for me doesn't just mean I agree to watch the thing until it's gone. It means I agree to satisfy you. Part of that, obviously the best way to satisfy me is to give me back my cow. That would make me the happiest. But if you can't give me back my cow, then at least, l'hafas daito shabal abayis, you should make me feel confident, and you shouldn't leave me hanging in the dark. You should make me feel like you're doing everything you can to reassure me. L'hafas daito shabal abayis. So it could very well be that Shavuos Eidecha Avodah Mitzvos is l'hafas daito shel Beis Din. That's to prove that you're right in Beis Din. That's because you need to beef up your time to convince the judges in Beis Din. Because we suspect it, as Tosu says, Nirat Mishaker, you look like you're lying. I have a better taina. Shavuos HaShomer is l'hafas daito shel Beis Din. No. Beis Din b'shas misa d'kani. As far as Beis Din is concerned, the evidence, it's pasha that the Shomer is right. And that the Bailam is not even wrong. The Bailam's not even claiming anything. It's pasha the Shomer is pasha and the Bailam has no taina on him. In terms of what really happened. It's pasha I have no taina to be mechayev you. But I have a different taina. You're a Shomer. As a Shomer, you have responsibilities. The responsibilities include, l'hafas daito shel Beis Din, you should satisfy my curiosity. It's not idle curiosity, right? You should fulfill your responsibilities by either giving me back my cow, and if you can't give me back my cow, then give me evidence. Give me a shvua, not just evidence. If you can't give me back, do your responsibility by giving me back my cow. Fulfill your responsibility by swearing to me what happened to the cow. I want you to fulfill your responsibility. You have responsibility. So you could very well say, maybe this is what the Gilyon means. What's the Svar of the Gilyon? The Svar of the Gilyon. The Svar of the Gilyon might be, when it comes to Moed of Mitzvahs and Eid Echad, the Mechayev is evidence and Taina. Right, Machayev is evidence, taina, and therefore, right, therefore, an Eid Echad is counter evidence, so it's poter. But when it comes to Shavuos HaShomrim, the Machayev is not evidence. There's no evidence whatsoever. The Machayev is your personal responsibility. That's the Mechayim. You have a personal responsibility. And maybe that's the Lashon of Gemara. Lehafis. Daito. Shabbat Abayis. Your high personal responsibility to make me feel better about this. And it's very nice you bring an Eid Echad. But just like I can say, I don't want one guy to come. If you bring me two Eid Echad, obviously it's a different story. Proof is proof. No, I don't want you to bring me a little shtickle, a Kain proof here, and maybe a little evidence here and a kind of there. I want you to take personal responsibility. I don't believe this guy. That's not, my das is not mufas. Obviously, if my das is mispious, if I say I'm very happy to hear from that guy, then obviously I can be Michael you. Obviously I can say, oh, what, you brought Rav Lichtenstein to be made that it really was that? That's okay, obviously the game's over. What am I going to say? I'm not satisfied? But, I don't know, you bring the Shabbos security guard to be made what he saw. I said, I don't know, that's a shifty guy. I don't trust that guy. I don't feel better now. If you swear, you're the one I entrusted. Of course I accept your shvua. But I want you to take personal responsibility. This is a popular way in the yeshivas nowadays of explaining the Gilyon. Although the Gilyon himself doesn't explain himself terribly much, but I think according to this, you could say, now this is not for the Rush, this is for the Gilyon. You could obviously answer up all the kashas, say, don't bring the kashas to us HaShomrim, that's a totally different lundus. I'm talking about Shavuos Eidecha, Shavuos Moed Mitzvos, which have to do with balance of evidence. What do you mean? We know how much he's worth on the scale. Don't give me shuvas hashomer, and that's a matter of personal responsibility. Hafas v'aytur shomal bias, and that's a different ball game entirely. That's another way you could that the gilyon. Again, I don't know why the gilyon said this. Chatirutz. It's one answer. The gilyon. I don't know what it was. One answer too, because we don't have the original. At least I don't have the original. I don't know. Maybe someone does. We can look around for it. But I haven't seen it. But another way to answer all these questions is just say they're not valid in the first place, and not all shvuas are exactly carbon copies of each other. And you have to understand the lumdish differences between the machayiv of different shvuas. Okay. That's as far as defending the rush. Now let's just look for a moment at the other side of the coin. What? The Rabban reps. The rush is very, very, very ably defended. Again, we didn't go through the later kashas, but he manages to deal with it as well. According to the Gilgamesh, one of them is not as difficult. Okay, how about the Ramban? Right, I guess we could also put Rabbeinu Yonah on the Ramban side. He keeps talking about how Rabbeinu Yonah and the kashas. He didn't say explicitly what he held, but how about the Ramban? The Ramban has to deal with, right, how about the Rush's proofs against the Ramban. What are the Rush's proofs against the Ramban? So, what does the Rush say? What's the first thing he says in the Rush? The Marab Rayos, like, quote-unquote, Tom. Okay, maybe he did have a serving of Tom, then he pulled the Balamor. Against the Ramban, what was his rayas? Right? What were his rayas? How many rayas did the Rush bring?
Four.
Good. What was the first one?
That one was the Gemara
Shuvah. The Gemara Shuvah says, how do we know it's Mechayiv Shuvah? It doesn't say that explicitly in the Chumash. Because it says,
what does it say? Lo Yakum Be'ish u'chol avon u'chol chatas. Lo avon chatas u'de'inu kam.
Avokamhu l'shvua. So two Eidim could be Mechayev or Pater from Avon and Chattas, from anything ranging from a Pruta to a Chiyav Misa. One Eid cannot become to Chayev or Pater, only for Shvua. But for Shvua sounds like, right? So, one he says, Avokamhu l'shvua, right? It's a general statement. He should be able to become Bain Lechayev, Bain Liftar. Then his second one is in a similar direction, even stronger. What's the second one? Kal v'chomer. After all, if you know anything about halacha, who needs more power to win, the Toveya or the Nitba? Toveya, that's the rule of most of it all of Araya, right? So if an Eid Echad could be Mechayev Shvua, right? You're mukhzak. You have your money in the bank. If an echad could make you take a shvua, b'chayev you, then kal v'chomer, an echad could patch you, because it's always easier to help the mukhzak. Right? Kal v'chomer. If an echad helps the toveya, kal v'chomer, the eid echad helps the mukhzak. Okay. And I think these are sort of similar, because he's not bringing like rayas from here and from there and diukim and why didn't they say that in that sugya, like the third one, and why didn't they say this in that sugya. He's saying, no, very pashut common sense. These are both common sense rayas. If there had been no din of Eid Echad, I wouldn't have invented one. Then why can't he pater shvua, especially since it's always easier to pater than to be machayev. Okay, sounds pretty logical. And the Rishonim don't really bother to relate to this very much, right? Everyone relates to the next one. It's Diak, and why didn't Rav Chiya Kamaisa? Why didn't say this and that? And here it's just common sense. How would you get out of the common sense? He seems to have a good tongue, you know? What would the Ramban say? What did the Ramban say? We never find, we only found that Echad is Mechayev Shvua. We never found that he patras a Shvua. Still a little funny, like, why shouldn't he? This bothered me a lot. Anyone Anyone have an idea? How? What would the Ramban say back? We never found. I said, my Rebbe Rutenberg says, we don't need to find. It's common sense. No, wait, Echad works for sure. Kal v'chomer, Pater. Didn't bother anyone else? Did it bother you? Oh, it did. Good. Okay. Okay, so say it a little even sharper. Say an eid echad. What is an eid echad? Meaning it's easier to say a certain lack of trust than to give trust. This is, of course, a rule of psychology that, you know, people take advantage of. What are you saying? It's easier to be more general. Why is it? Why is it easier to cause a lack of trust than to restore trust? Why not? Why? It's the same thing, right? Same thing, right? If you have one unit against me, I'm one unit less trustworthy. If I bring one unit for me, I'm one unit more trustworthy.
Well, my baseline is not to trust someone unless they earn it.
Okay, maybe you can say a little sharper. Want to say a little sharper? No? The Rush Besugya. So I think maybe what you're really trying to say, you also, anyone have anything else to say? How do you get out of the Rush's tainus? Don't they seem like good tainus? Seem like good tainus to me. Second, I have to write the same to what Shur said. But I thought maybe you could say it's Rabbi Akiva Eger says it someplace here. In his, maybe the producer of Rabbi Akiva Eger is different than this, the Kudzu Rabbi Akiva Eger they have here. Rabbi Akiva Eger maybe suggests, I think this is what Yosef is saying, that it's easier to create a suffix than to erase a suffix. That's what you meant. Right? It's always easier to create doubt, to make something a suffix, than to resolve a suffix. To resolve a suffix, what do you need? You need a vada. To create a suffix, you don't need a vada. You just need a latest suffix. So what he says is maybe you could get out of this common sense, because it seems like a very good common sense. You know, if it's a matter of scales, eid echad on the scale weighs it down enough to be mechayev shvuah. Put an eid echad on the other side of the scale, it should even it out and pater from the shvuah. Right? If it's just a matter of weighing who has more evidence points on the scale, then the Rush seems to have a very good point. However, I think you could answer, and this is Rabbi Akiva Eger, which I can find my other one. An eid echad is mechayev shvua because he creates a suffix, not because he proves that you're wrong. An eid echad is mechayev shvua because he creates a suffix. Normally, we have no reason to assume. What do we assume? Everyone's money is theirs. Cheskes mamo, anan sadi, my tough is sahaydi deyu, my tough is sahaydi deyu, right? Anan sadi, komas utach, yodosho odma reza shalom. Normally, whoever's holding on to something is holding on to it. And we don't go around, what if there are people, you know what? You can find enough people in the world who say that everything is theirs. Right. And, yeah, there's a lot of people. There's someone who claims that the Brooklyn Bridge belongs to him. And then there's, you know, there's someone who claims that, you know, the entire treasury of the United States belongs to him because of reparations for slavery. And there's, you know, and then the Shivamim came in the days of Alexander and claimed that Eretz Yisrael belonged to them. And everyone will claim that, there's always people in the world who claim that everything belongs to them. And you know what? That's very nice and cute for them. But ultimately, everything is everyone, whoever's holding it, until proven otherwise. Oh, why are we mechayiv shvuah? We're mechayiv shvuah not when you lust. We're mechayiv shvuah when we have a reasonable suffix. What's a reasonable suffix? If two eidim come and say you're wrong, that's a vadai. If there's one eid against you, then you know what? That causes us to be mesopek. If there's one eid against you, now we're mesopek. Until now, we weren't mesopek. Every time two people argue, we're not mesopek. Now we're mesopek. Okay, so one eight can create a suffix. Why? Because one eight is enough to sow doubt. But just because one eight can create doubt doesn't mean one eight can resolve doubt. It's a lot easier to create doubt than to resolve doubt. Okay, if anyone here wants to be an industrial psychologist, don't misuse this insight. But it's a lot easier to create doubt than to resolve doubt. And therefore, he says, not a good kal v'chomer. It's not kal v'chomer if you give points to the tovea, then you can give the same amount of points to the nitba. It's not a matter of points. It's not a matter of who's winning. Kal v'chomer, if you can create a suffix, we don't say you can resolve a suffix. It's much easier to create a suffix than to resolve a suffix. And that's exactly the Zeres Kassav. Lo yakum chol avon chol chattas. What do you mean, lo yakum chol avon chol chattas? What that means is that you can't establish a fact. You can't convince us of what happened. But what you can do is make us curious about what happened and make us want to know more about what happened and make us use all means at our disposal to try to figure out what happened. And that's how that neutralizes the common sense time is the rush. And I think you might, I don't have another answer for the Ramban. I wish I had the Lashon here, but... All right. If you can't find it in your regular Rebbe Kiva Eggers, then come to me. But do you have it on the computer, Rebbe Kiva Egger? Days of Base, Bob and see him? You should. I just want to read you the Lashon, so you won't think I'm making this up. And I did make it up. Then I looked and found the Rebbe Kiva Egger. Can you punch it up for me? What?
That's better
than better. Oh, I can't type it. I don't know how to type.
Again, I don't know what it's drawn from.
One second. I apologize. It's just a really nice lotion. Search for a root word suffix. Okay, we'll see if we can find it. That's very curious. Let's just go briefly. Yes?
Just wondering about the Kavachomer. Is there any way to say that the whole principle, the whole basis of the Kavachomer is the idea that the Mupsak is stronger because Mupsak is more relevant? But is it possible that that only relates to money? In other words, he only has the really upper hand when it comes to forcing to give up money. But if you can force him to respond...
Aha. So it could say that the Kavachomer is not valid for Shvua because it's not a matter of money, it's just a matter of response. Although the first time, that you're up correct. Okay, let's just look briefly at his third and fourth tainas. His fourth taina is fairly pashut. His fourth taina is the siyua hashtar on the sugya of slaying dinarim on daf dalet and beis. This already the Melchamos and the Balamor dealt with, right? What's his fourth proof? After all, if a siyua from the shtar patches you from shvuah, kavachomer in eidachat. Okay, that all depends how strong you think the siyua from the shtar. He said, if this little siyua of the shtar, this little hint that you're writing the shtar, can patches you, kavachomer in eidachat can patches you. But the Not the Ramban. Well, the Ramban already did say that. No, that's not a little siyur. That's a real raya. A real raya potters you. But the Ramban says back, right, says that's a strong raya, not just a little siyur. So a strong raya potters you from Shua. That doesn't prove anything about Nate Echad. It's not such a strong raya. His third one is most interesting. He says a diuk from the Shakla Tari Rav Chicha Maisa. What does the Shakla Tari Rav Chicha Maisa say? It wants to find what is unique about Piv and Echad as opposed to Edom. So here, this is always a weak diuk, what they could have said. There's always could be a million reasons why they could have said it. But he says that they should have said, Malapiva Eid Echad, Ein Kayotz Ben Poter Me Osa Shvua, Eidim on your side will pati from Shua. Obviously, Eidim pati from Shua, but Piv and Eid Echad will not pati you from a Shvua. So they said that, the Gemara said, they should have said the Pirka that Piv the Eid Echad Ein Potrim Mishvuasam as opposed to Edim, which would potter from their own Shvuah, right? If Edim but Miktas made you swear the other guy brought Edim, they would potter. Peh would not potter you. Have to figure exactly what it means, that we're not going to go into that. And Eid Echad, according to Rabban, would not potter you, right? That's what he says. According to the Ramban, the Gemara should have said, well, Eid Echad is different because Eid Echad doesn't pop to you from the Shvua. Okay, so the that's not really such a strong taina because, you know, what they could have said. Maybe they didn't say it because they didn't think it was such a strong pircha. Maybe it was a pircha kolder and it wouldn't have helped. Maybe they had something better to say. But the Ran and the Mukha Yosef, the Ran quoted the Mukha Yosef here is an interesting answer. It's not such a strong question. Any question is why didn't they say a certain very complicated pircha? It's not going to prove, not going to win the day. But what did the Ran and the Mukha Yosef answer? They answer with a new shita. They answer with a. They modify the Ramban shita. How do they modify the Ramban shita? They say, what does the Mukha Yosef and the Ramban say? Eid Echad is not poter from motiv miktsas and shuas hashomrim, but Eid Echad is, even according to Ramban, poter from shuas Eid Echad. Why? Eid Echad is not poter from shuas. Why should he be poter from shuas Eid Echad? Because they say, it's not that he's poter. Is he poter from the shuas Eid Echad? What does he do? He uproots the Shavuos Eid Echad by what concept? What do you call an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad? Mandalas. Well, what do you call two Eidim against two Eidim? Trey, or in Makos Lashon we call that Hachasha, right? What does Hachasha do? Hachasha eliminates Eidos, right? So he patters from Shavuos Eid Echad because he uproots the basis of the Shvua, based on the principle of Eid Echad Behachasha Lav Klum. And Eid Echad, if there's a Chasha of Eid Echad against Eid Echad, that doesn't help. That's the pshat of the Ran and Mukha Yosef. So the Ran and Mukha Yosef, the truth is, if you want to know, does an Eid Echad patter from Shvua Deraisa or not, the Rosh and the Maharam think he does. The pshat of the Ramban says he doesn't. And then there are a lot of in-between. The Ran says he doesn't patter from Shomrim and Motiv Miktsas, but he does patter from Shvuas Eid Echad. Next, he really patters the Shvua, because he pulls the rug out from under the Shvua in the first place, because there was no Eid Echad, because they canceled each other out, and now there's nothing. And the Gilgal says he patters from Shvuas Eid Echad and Motiv Miktsas, but not Shvuas HaShomrim, perhaps because Shvuas HaShomrim, based on personal responsibility, the Hafiz Daito Shom Al-Bayis, even though I know I'm reading that into the Gilgal. This is a very, very, very big machlokas, which maybe we won't be able to fully go into now, but all the Akronim then want to analyze How come the Ran and Mukhi Yosef thought this was a good taina, but the Rush didn't think it was a good taina? And the Rush thought that, according to the Ramban, an Eid Echad can't pater even from Shavuos Eid Echad. And the Ran and Mukhi Yosef said, according to the Ramban, he could pater from Shavuos Eid Echad. Obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but, and maybe we'll have to come back to this. Also, Lineder, what might the Rush answer? What might the Rush say back to the Ran? He would say? Or say better. It's a little hard because the Gemara does seem to say he's lav klum in a few places. So the truth is, he could say back in two ways. Either he could say, no, even if they're achashe k'man de isa dummy, and then you go back to trey k'man less k'man de isa, you're thinking the story of Basra. Or he could say back, which the Ran in the Mukhi Yosef Abahavim, he would say back, that kol makom shehemina Torah eid echad harei hu Kishtayim, or probably Kishnayim, right? Because Kishnayim would have to be Harei Kishnayim. Meaning there's a principle. When the Torah is Mamon and Eid Echad, then he counts as two, and now one can't go in against two. We find this, for example, in Egla, Rufa, Sota, etc., right? If one Eid comes and says, Reuven killed the guy, that's enough to not pater us from bringing Egla Rufa. And then we accept it. Then someone comes and says, no, Reuven didn't kill the guy. Doesn't matter. The first guy is Neman. We don't bring Egla Rufa. Sota, if one aid comes and says, she's guilty, she did it, she committed adultery, and another aid comes and says she didn't, then, too bad, the first one is writing Neman like two, and she doesn't drink the Mayim Hamar. We have a concept of Kamaksha, Minotori, Eid, Echad, Reka, Shnayim. It could very well be, the Rush would say, although without prejudice against Danny's saying, the Rush would say no. When a Echad comes, he's Nema Kishnayim, now another Echad can't push him out. The Ran and Mukhi Yosef say back, well, they actually admit to that idea, and say not so posh, that's only when there's already a Gemar Din. Here we're talking about before there's a Gemar Din. So there's a lot to analyze in that. Maybe we'll have to analyze that when we have time, because we do want to go on a little Gemara, but keep that in mind. We are a little behind in the Gemara, but hopefully, what day is it? Monday? On Thursday, I would like to speed through Gemara, and if I can get up to Rav Chaya Kamaisa and Shir on Thursday, I would like to. Certainly in Seder we can. I'll email out Makoros about Yimunach HaShiyah B'Eliyahu, a little more than we've already been Ma'ayan, and about Chandani Al-Pakasa, which are both very fascinating, none of each in their own, derech. And if anyone has a copy of the Ketos or the Krim Sedeshin, did you find anything that Rick Vager?
Where is it hiding?
I found lots of stuff. Nothing that seemed to be like what you were saying. Are you sure it's on Shas?
Thank
you. Check on.